Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. As mentioned, my name is Marlene Allison, and I'm the Director for the Women's Healthcare Services at New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation. So New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation, it's a public benefit corporation comprised of many systems, including 26 school-based health centers. And we serve largely the indigent population in New York City. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, and as you see, I'm just going through a lot of these slides very, very quickly in the interest of time. So with over 750,000 teen pregnancies occurring each year, 400,000 occurring in New York City, reducing teen pregnancy continues to be a national goal. And just let's look at some of the statistics. So nationally, we see that the rate of teen pregnancy amongst the 15 to 19 age group, it's 71.5. Now, black and Hispanic females have a much higher rate of teen pregnancy. When we look at New York State, we see that New York City has a much higher rate than New York State. And when we look at the boroughs, we see that teen pregnancy, it's higher amongst the Bronx and Manhattan. So teen pregnancy, again, it's of a major concern, because we know that teens who become teen moms are more likely to experience long-term social and economic disparities. And also, the children of teen mothers are more likely to have lower school achievement, drop out of high school, and give birth as a teenager, and therefore perpetuating the cycle of poverty amongst that family. So my objective today is to describe best practices for providing reproductive healthcare services to high school students, and to outline the use of the Renaissance School-Based Health Center decision tree tool that's used to guide reproductive healthcare services to its students. Okay, so for the schools and school health clinics, addressing the sexual behavior and sexual health of students, particularly in the middle and high school, is paramount to preventing not only unwanted pregnancies, but also the undesirable consequences of risky sexual behavior. So let's look at the Renaissance School-Based Health Centers. So two of the high schools that it serves are located in Central Harlem. Now, Central Harlem has one of the poorest neighborhood in New York City, and as such, then is plagued with all of the socioeconomic disparities associated with poverty. The student population are largely blacks and Hispanics. So you can see that the students there are at a high risk of pregnancy, because they're from an impoverished neighborhood, and also based on their ethnicity. We know that blacks and Hispanics, as I mentioned before, have a higher rate of teenage pregnancy. So 2 years ago, there were a total of 4 armed pregnancies within the high school. At the Frederick Douglass School, there was a 15-year-old that was pregnant, and at the IS-286 school, there were 3 pregnancies. So the health center was faced to take a critical look at the reproductive health care services being provided, because of course we want to do everything to reduce teen pregnancy amongst these students. I should tell you as well a little bit about some of the challenges that the health center faces. What they're finding is that sexual activity, it seems to be on the increase amongst the middle school students. And also, as well, they're consistently facing a lot of myths about sex amongst the students. Now, one of the most recent things that they're facing is this thing called, I think it's called the Big 50. What this means is that, you know, for the students, you're considered to not have had complete sex until you've slept with at least 50 partners. Now, these 50 partners, it cannot be the same partner. It has to be 50 different partners. So you can see this is, it's very risky behavior, and you know, with all of the peer pressure that students face, it just makes it very challenging for the health center to you know, address these issues. Another thing, one of the students is in a relationship with a 26-year-old person that's known to engage in prostitution. So we have a 12-year-old who is involved in a relationship with a 26-year-old who is engaged in prostitution. So these are just some of the things that, you know, the school is facing. So what were some of the strategies that the school put in place? Well, to begin with, they put a heavy emphasis on education. So throughout the school, lots of education posters in the form of posters, pamphlets, also making it accessible for the students to come and sit down with a counselor at any time and have one-on-one counseling. Also, as well, one of the things that they found is that students prefer to have one-on-one counseling. They don't want to have any kind of group sessions. Also, as well, they found that using pictures, so for example, if you were educating the student about sexually transmitted diseases and what, you know, a sore on the penis is likely to look like, they found this to be very, very effective, and it's making the males very, very proactive with making sure that any sex that they engage in, they're using appropriate protection. Another thing, another strategy is to ensure that there is easy access to services. So again, the students can you know, can be seen at the health center at any time. Also, as well, the availability of access to, you know, the different forms of contraception. And I should mention that education includes education on the whole gamut of contraceptions that's available, and also education on sexually transmitted diseases. And of course, as well, we do educate the students on abstinence. So also to ensure that there was consistency in care provided amongst, you know, the different providers, a decision tree tool was developed. So any student that's seen at the center, every student is asked if they're sexually active. If they say no, they're again just provided with reproductive counseling and education materials. We seek every opportunity to reinforce reproductive sexual health. And if the students say that they're sexually active, then we want to know when was the last encounter. STD counseling is provided, condoms, reproductive counseling, of course. And every student who reports being sexually active, they receive a pregnancy test. So it doesn't matter if, you know, the student was at the center a month ago, you come back, again, a pregnancy test is done. For those with unprotected sexual activity, if it was within the last 5 days, again, pregnancy test is done. They're provided with the Plan B, emergency contraception. Screening is done for STD on every student that's sexually active. For those with a positive pregnancy test, appropriate counseling is given with referral to the adolescent clinic at Harlem Hospital. Let me just quickly go over to some outcomes. So since the tool was implemented, we see that there's been, if we look at the 2010-2011 column, we see that there was three students that were diagnosed with STI, and also as well, we see that there's an increased use of birth control methods. I should mention as well that one of the things we try to encourage the students, the form of contraceptive we try to encourage is the IUD. So in summary, the decision tree tool is effective. It ensures consistency of care amongst the providers, and the plan is to expand the use amongst the other school-based health centers. Thank you.